You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Angie from All Creatures Podcast. We are going to have some fun today talking all about animals from North America. And I'm really excited to be hosting the special edition of All Creatures Kids podcast. Today, my two guests, Ada and Ezra, are both from Ontario, Canada. And they'll be talking about the majestic bald eagle and the crafty raccoon. So let's get this All Creatures Kids podcast party off to a great start. My first guest is Ada, and he will be talking all about the raccoon. Hello, Ada. Nice to see you.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. And can you tell our listeners how old you are?
I'm going to turn eight on the 24th.
Wow, you're almost 8 years old. That's exciting. And what is your favorite animal?
Well, I like lots of animals. One of them is raccoons, so I just chose raccoons.
And you've been doing a lot of research on raccoons this past week, haven't you?
Yeah.
Can you tell me some of the things you did to prepare for this interview?
Well, I read a book about raccoons, and then I looked up some stuff about raccoons, and I watched some videos.
Awesome. So you're going to be a raccoon expert. I cannot wait. Raccoons are just some of the cutest creatures ever. So for our listeners that might not be from North America, could you describe what a raccoon looks like?
Well, raccoons have gray fur, and then their tail is black and gray. And their face looks like it's wearing a mask because there's black stripes around its eyes.
Yeah, they have really cool patterns on their fur, don't they?
Yeah.
And now, this is probably an easy one, but just to make sure we're clear. Is a raccoon a reptile, a mammal, or a bird?
A mammal.
That's right. You know your stuff. Good job. And now, Ada, can you tell me where a raccoon lives?
A raccoon usually lives near water because it usually eats water creatures.
And does it live on the ground or in trees?
Well, it usually lives in a hiding place so it can hide from other animals. And sometimes a hollow tree or in, like, a ditch.
Yeah. And do you have raccoons in Ontario where you live?
Yeah. Once we saw, a few days ago, we saw one in our backyard.
You did? That is so cool. What time of day was it? Was it, like, during the morning or evening when you saw it?
It was, like, late morning.
Late morning. Yeah. And so, with raccoons, do they usually come out like during the day or do they come out more at nighttime?
They come out more at night. They usually sleep in the day.
Yes, definitely. Now, with raccoons, you mentioned they're definitely found near where you live in Canada. And I know they're found where I used to live in Michigan and where I live in Florida, but can they be found in other countries like Australia and Africa, or are they more just found in North America?
Well, there are different kinds of raccoons, and some live in other areas, but the kind that I'm talking about lives more in Canada.
Yeah, North America. Yeah, it's like the common raccoon. Definitely. And now you mentioned about them eating animals and water. So what all do raccoons eat?
Well, they eat almost anything edible. Like they eat a lot of things edible. Like garbage, meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not too picky, right? They'll eat really whatever they can find. They'll eat fruit, they'll eat nuts, they'll eat eggs, and you mentioned crabs too, right? Like fish or crabs and things like that. So they're not picky. Are you a picky eater?
Not really.
You'll eat anything? Awesome. So yeah, that's what leads me to my next question. So if we're trying to categorize what type of foraging or eating style that a raccoon has, would you call it an herbivore, a carnivore, or an omnivore?
An omnivore.
Good job. You did do your homework. Exactly. An omnivore, which means they eat meat or plant type material, right? So they really, or garbage, right? They'll eat anything. And Ada, when you were watching the movies and reading books about raccoons, what other fun facts did you learn that you can teach us about?
Well, when they're climbing down a tree head first, they can switch their back feet around.
Really? That's incredible. They're great tree climbers. I can't do that. Can you do that when you're climbing trees?
No.
No, right? That's amazing. Wow, what else did you learn?
Well, some people still eat raccoons. And in the olden days, they used to hunt raccoons a lot and make hats out of the raccoon fur.
Wow. Yeah, I think I've seen those before. Would you want to wear a raccoon hat?
No.
No, probably not. Yeah. I don't know if they do that anymore, but they did used to use their fur or their pelt to help either keep themselves warm or, like you said, make a hat or something like that. And okay, keep going. What else? So they're amazing climbers. They'll eat anything. What else did you learn about raccoons, Ada?
Well, raccoons in the wild, they only live up to 2 to 3 years. But if you have a raccoon as a pet, it can live up to 20 years old.
Wow, yeah, living life out in the forest can be challenging, that's for sure. Yeah. Any other really cool behaviors that you learned about?
No.
No? Okay. Do they usually live alone, or do they live in big groups?
They usually live alone, but when they have babies, the babies leave in the fall. They have babies in April.
Mm-hmm. The babies stick with the mommies for a little while, and I think one of the cutest things in the world might be seeing a mom with her little baby raccoon kits running behind her, right? So cute. And now, did you come across anything about raccoons and their population? Are there lots of raccoons in North America, or are they endangered?
They're not endangered, but so there's a lot in North America.
Yes. Yeah, very good. There's a lot of raccoons right now in North America, but we do want to make sure and protect their habitat, like the forest, right? So they can live happy and healthy lives.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Well, good. And now, Ada, this is really important. So you learned all about raccoons. You love raccoons. But what do you think you want to be when you grow up? Any ideas yet?
I think a nurse.
Wow. We need more nurses out there. I think that would be an amazing job. So thank you so much for talking to me today on All Creatures Kids. I really appreciate your time and your raccoon enthusiasm. Now, Ada, will you come see me again sometime and maybe pick another species?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, thank you. Talk to you soon. And now I'm really excited to introduce my second guest today, Ezra. He'll be talking all about the bald eagle, which is just a symbol of beauty and freedom and other great things. So, hello, Ezra.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. And can you tell everyone how old you are?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years old. So what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 4.
You're in fourth grade. Awesome. And do you have any pets in your house?
No.
No pets. Okay. Do you have a favorite animal?
Kind of. One of my favorites is the bald eagle.
Cool. And so that's why you picked the bald eagle, because you wanted to learn more about it?
Yeah.
Awesome. And I know I've been talking with your mom and dad, and I know that you've been working really hard learning about the bald eagle. So what are some of the things you did to become a bald eagle expert this week?
Well, I watched a bald eagle cam, a live bald eagle cam in Iowa.
Cool. Wow. That is awesome. You can learn a lot by watching their behavior. And do you know which one you watched?
It was one in Iowa. I don't know what it was, though. But it's
cool, yeah. There's a couple of them out there.
Their eggs are supposed to hatch in like 2 days.
Really? Oh my gosh, we got to watch that one. It could be any time now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So for all of our listeners out there, especially those that aren't from North America, can you describe to me what a bald eagle looks like?
Well, its head is white, and its head and neck is white, and its beak is yellow. And then its feathers are brown, and its tail is white.
And so is a bald eagle bald?
And no, but it kind of looks bald because of its white head.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as birds go, is it a big bird, a small bird, or like a medium-sized bird?
It's a really big bird. Its wingspan is 5.7 to 7.5 feet.
What? Wait a second. Is that taller than you even?
Yeah, its wingspan is bigger than me.
Well, I think its wingspan is bigger than me, too. I'm like 5'7". So when it opens its wings, it's bigger than us. That's a big bird. That's incredible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. And so where do bald eagles live?
They live in North America, and I've seen one before.
You have? Tell me more.
I saw one, I forget where, but it was really cool.
They're pretty majestic and amazing when you see them in real life, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really lucky where I live in Florida. There's a pair of bald eagles that nest every year where I ride horses. And so I get to get my binoculars out and watch the mom and the dad take care of the babies. And it's just really, they're just such a beautiful, beautiful bird. And they're so big, so they're pretty easy to see. Ezra, can you tell me a little bit about what a bald eagle eats?
Well, it mainly eats fish. It eats 56% of its diet is fish.
Wow, that's a lot of fish. Do you eat fish?
Not really.
No, so definitely not 50% of your diet. What do you think 56% of your diet is?
I don't know.
Hopefully vegetables. The right answer is vegetables, right?
Yeah.
At least that's what our moms and dads want, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. Okay, so they definitely eat a lot of fish. What else do they eat, though? Do they eat, like, berries and fruit?
They eat birds. They don't eat much fruit. They eat, like, mammals and birds and stuff.
Yeah. And so birds that eat other animals, the term for that is called birds of prey. So they like to eat other animals and they hunt for those animals. Did you learn about how bald eagles are able to catch either, like, how do they catch fish or even other mice and things like that?
No, I didn't learn that.
You didn't learn that?
No.
It's pretty incredible. They have really good eyesight, right?
Yeah. I think they dive down and use their claws to pick them up.
Exactly. Those talons that you mentioned, the yellow feet. That's right. They have such good eagle eyes that when they see something swimming in the water or a little mouse running in a field or another bird, like you even mentioned, they can zoom in on it and grab it with their feet. And then, once they grab it, what do you think they do? Do they eat it right there? Do they fly?
They fly back to their nest and eat
That's
it there.
Right. They carry back whatever animal it is that they caught, and no matter how heavy it is, and then they take it back to their nest and eat it. And if they're mommy or daddy, who do they share with?
Their babies.
That's right.
Their eaglets.
The eaglets, good word. Wow, you did your homework. And so Ezra, can you please tell me anything else you learned about bald eagles?
Well, their nests are super, super big. One nest was 20 feet deep and 10 feet wide.
What? That's bigger than my bedroom.
I know,
That's crazy. They built that? That's so big. It's like huge. What do they use to build their nest?
They use like sticks, big sticks.
Yeah. They use big sticks. And are their nests like low on the ground or like high up in trees?
They're usually pretty high up, but some are built on the ground if they can't find a big enough tree.
And what other cool facts did you learn?
Well, it can live for 40 years.
Wow. That's a long time for a bird.
Yeah.
Wow. And so with bald eagles, Ezra, do they live alone or do they live like in groups or flocks?
They mate when they're about 4 years old and then they stay with their mate for the rest of their life.
I know. Isn't that so cool? Yeah. So the term for that is called monogamous or mating, pairing up for life, which some animals do that and some animals don't. So yes, and eagles, they are the best, some of the best mommies and daddies out there in the animal kingdom. They take really good care of their babies or eaglets, as you mentioned. Did you learn any other cool things about bald eagles?
Not really.
No. How about this one? This is a really important question. When you were studying them, did you find out if they are endangered or are there lots of bald eagles? What do we know about them?
Well, in 1995, they were removed from the endangered list and put on the threatened list. And then in 2007, they were put off the threatened list.
Wow. Yes, because a long time ago, there used to be a lot of bald eagles everywhere. And then they got endangered. There wasn't that many of them because people were either hunting them or they were eating like poison in the environment and it was making them sick, or it was making their babies sick, or them actually not able to make hard eggshells. And so scientists and a lot of people that love birds realized that their numbers were dwindling. And it was really sad because the bald eagle is like the symbol of North America. In fact, for the United States, the country that I'm from, it's like our national symbol. And so, as you mentioned, all these measures were put in place to protect the bald eagle because there weren't very many of them left. And over time, because people stopped hunting them and we took better care of their environment, we cleaned up the rivers because they eat fish, the bald eagle, their numbers started growing and growing and growing. And like you mentioned, yeah. What year was it that they were taken off the threatened list?
2007.
Right. So all of our efforts, all the efforts that us humans put forward in saving the bald eagle, it worked. And now we can see them flying in Ontario where Ezra lives and in Florida where I live. And so it's really, it's one of the hallmark stories of animal conservation and how you can save a species when you put a lot of efforts and regulations in place. And then you get to see them flying free and in the wild, and you get to see them on webcams or live streams, like you got to watch the bald eagles on the Iowa cam. So we're gonna have to keep an eye on the pair from Iowa, like you mentioned, so we can see those baby eaglets hatch, right?
Yeah.
Now, Ezra, when you were watching any eagle videos, did you hear them make any vocalizations, any noises?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right. It doesn't have to be perfect, but let me hear your best shot at an eagle noise. Awesome, buddy. That was great. Oh, you're such a good bald eagle ambassador. I really appreciate it. And so you've done all the studying about bald eagles, and you obviously love animals. But at this point, what do you think you want to be when you grow up?
A tennis player.
Ooh, a tennis player. That is awesome. What a great way to get exercise and have fun. So keep up the good work. And in the meantime, keep watching those bald eagles from the Iowa live feed cam and keep enjoying the natural wonders. Okay?
Okay.
And Ezra, would you like to come back on the podcast again sometime?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today and teaching us all about the bald eagle and how they're such amazing hunters. They're super big. And they also are really good family members, some of the best mommies and daddies, and they're just really majestic. And they're a great example of what happens when we all work together to save species. So thank you so much for being here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, friends, that was such a fabulous edition of All Creatures Kids, focusing on species in North America. The bald eagle and the raccoon are such iconic and cool and crafty creatures. Hopefully after listening, you're going to want to help protect and conserve them even more. And I want to give a huge thank you to Ada and Ezra from Ontario for all their hard work and research learning about the raccoon and bald eagle and sharing it with us. And a big thank you to you for listening, learning, loving, and conserving all creatures. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming an All Creatures Kid expert and being interviewed on the podcast, please send me, Angie, an email at allcreatureskidspod@gmail.com. And also, if you want to learn more about the creatures you love and want to conserve, you can check out our website at allcreaturespod.com. So take care for now, everyone, and thank you for such a great time. Bye-bye.